Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The title I have for this message is Victory Over the Grave. Boy, do we need that. Anytime we say farewell to a loved one, there is that moment of questioning, did they know the Lord? Is there victory or is there only grim defeat? For the believer, there is ultimate, complete, utter victory. Paul writes to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 and 55, and they apply to us today just as much as they did to the church at Corinth back in Paul's day. He says, "So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" The question that Paul asks to death is, big deal. Am I going to be afraid of going into the presence of God? Across the years, I've had the blessed privilege of standing or sitting beside those who have slipped into eternity. One of those was my daughter. At 35, she slipped into eternity as I read psalm after psalm to her. And I can still remember her saying, "Oh, I love that. Thank you, Dad. Read another psalm for me." I would turn a couple of pages until the Lord would bring a psalm to my attention. I'd read that, and she'd, "Oh, I love that. Thank you so much." What a way to go into eternity. This is victory over the grave. When she finally breathed her last breath, it was a breath of victory. It was slipping into the presence of God. It was a privilege. It was a blessing to be there. Years later, when my precious wife of 62 years was lying in a bed in our living room, or a dining room, actually, and we knew that the time had come, and to be able to give scriptures to her and hold her hand, kiss her forehead, and share the love back and forth. God gave us victory over the grave. Where is the sting of death? Where is the victory of death? It has gone. She had already died. Both of my daughter and my wife had already died when they received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And now it was just an entrance into eternity. It was victory over the grave. When this earthly body of ours crumbles and decays, or whether we're involved in an accident, or whether there's sickness, or whatever it might happen to be, the cause of death is really not important. The victory over the grave is what is important. I'm always drawn back to the wonderful, wonderful picture we have when Stephen was being stoned to death. It appeared that he really didn't feel the stones. He didn't feel the stones because he had a view of what was waiting for him. And the cause of his death was incidental to this entrance that he had into that eternity where he would have peace and joy that would last forever and ever. Jesus gave a parable of the rich man and Lazarus. We really know nothing about Lazarus other than the fact that he was a beggar. He had suffered the pangs of grief in this world. He even begged at the table of a rich man, and the dogs came and licked at his sores. So he knew what suffering was in this world. But somewhere along the way, he had come to know the Lord. He had experienced a new birth. He had already died to self and come alive spiritually. However, where he actually begged, the house where he spent much of his time begging for scraps that fell from the rich man's table. And I picture the rich man mocking the beggar, the poor man, the man that he felt that he was superior to, and watched as he would fight with the dogs over a scrap of food that he had in his table. And both died. And the rich man, they just took him out and buried him. What a grim scene that was. He died, they took him out, they dug a hole, and they buried him. But that wasn't the end. He had something worse waiting for him. The beggar, Lazarus, died, and we're told that angels came and carried him into Abraham's bosom. That was a name for paradise, a time where he waited for the resurrection of his spirit. And in that place of absolute total contentment, he experienced joys that he had never experienced here on earth. On the other hand, the rich man who had experienced the fleeting joys that this earth can offer was suffering such torment that it cannot even be expressed. You see, Lazarus had victory over the grave. The rich man was overcome by the grave. Where are we placing our trust? Are we having victory over the grave? I pray that we have when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we humbly, Lord, bow before you and ask you, Lord, to give us only the things that you can give. That assurance that we are with you when we breathe our last here, we have entered into eternity that will never, ever end. Guide us and direct us and fill us and use us, and we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.